Many of the plans, like a South Florida Needle Exchange pilot program, have been before the Florida legislature for years. But this year, it's personal for lawmakers like Representative Kristen Jacobs.
I have a friend whose son just died in the parking lot of a Walgreens from a heroin overdose with the needle still in his arm. I have yet another colleague whose daughter hung herself from the rafters in a shelter in one of the parks in Broward County. These kids are doing this, and they're dying because they don't see any way out.
Florida's crackdown on pill mills is correlating to an increase in illegal drug use, like heroin. The needle exchange is geared towards stopping the transmission of diseases like HIV, which is also on the rise in South Florida. It's a big step forward for lawmakers who previously rejected the bill over worries it would promote illegal drug use. Another years-long healthcare fight is reaching an end. The state is poised to finally get some rules in place to promote telehealth as the state grapples with an increasing demand for services. Democratic Representative Mia Jones has sponsored that bill for years, though this time it was Republican Representative Chris Sprouls who carried it.
But I wanted to touch on a couple of things. You know, there was a mention that this could have a chilling effect on telehealth. It's Antarctica now. It's Antarctica. It's non-existent in the context of what we believe as a house that it should look like, a vibrant market.
The approval of the telehealth bill lays out a path for the system to get off the ground in Florida. It's historically been opposed by the state's Doctors Association, which has fought provisions letting out-of-state doctors practice telemedicine in Florida. And to an extent, some doctors, like Republican Representative Julio Gonzalez, still don't like it.
But you know what it doesn't do? It doesn't do the crucial thing that I think it needs to do, which is to give the Board of Health, the Department of Health and the Board of Medicine, jurisdiction over that doctor.
Meanwhile, an emerging issue this year, surprise medical bills and a way to crack down on them, also got the okay. Though Gonzalez, who's an orthopedic surgeon, argues another measure requiring physicians to provide price quotes before surgeries could be burdensome.
Is that if every physician who's going to take a patient to the hospital will now have to call the insurance company, try to figure out what exactly that policy says, get that in some sort of format for the patient, and then deliver it to the patient all within 7 days. And more oppressively, if the physician fails to do that, then it will be at a cost of $500 a day to a maximum of $5,000.
Also getting support in the House, plans to expand ambulatory and recovery care centers, allowing doctors to take payments directly from patients for primary care services, and a push to let Florida join a multi-state compact for nurses. Advanced registered nurse practitioners would also be able to order medications for patients in a hospital, ambulatory surgical center, mobile unit, or nursing home. They could also prescribe medications to treat addiction. And Republican Representative Renee Placencia says that will also help address heroin abuse.
But I also ask that you stay mindful on everything that's happening with heroin addiction and the adverse side effects to all families, regardless of whether they are actual the addicts or the family members, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters to the addicts. Thank you.
Next, it's the Senate's turn. Many companion bills are before state senators. Those lawmakers can choose to accept the issues as they are and send them to the governor, or amend them and send them back to the House. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.